Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner, everybody. I hope that everything is going well for you. This week, we're going to talk about something that I'm struggling with right now a little bit, and I think we all do at times. But I want to talk about purpose. Now, we all have, you know, purpose in our lives, right? We all have something that we think, oh, I need to go to work. I need to do these things. We all have a drive, a goal, a purpose. If you look at the dictionary definition of purpose, it says why you do something or why something exists. Now, sometimes we take that purpose and we take it and we make it things like that. Well, my purpose is to go to work and to, you know, make my wage and support my family, come home and go on through the next day. And that's how we define our purpose. But is that how God sees your purpose? Now, to serve a purpose, the dictionary definition here is to have a use. To have a use. Huh. Now, we have to always remember that God has a purpose, has a plan for our lives. A lot of times we get caught up in what we have to do and what we feel is important and what we think is the most pertinent thing in our lives at that time. And unfortunately for us, a lot of times that doesn't align with what God wants. What we see is what's the path that we should take is not always the path that God has set up in place for us. A lot of times our path is a more selfish path, is a more for personal gain and not for the glory of the kingdom. Romans 8, 27 to 28 says, "And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them." So God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And of course, you know, taking care of your family and doing those things. I'm not trying to devalue those things and what we do in our job. I mean, we're supposed to love our wife like Christ loved the church. You're supposed to be there for your family. You're supposed to raise up your children to respect and love the Lord. But our purpose is so much greater. You know, our purpose ultimately is the Great Commission. You know, a purpose can be a daily thing, right? If God has a purpose for you that day to reach one individual person, that's your purpose for that day. Your purpose could be different the next day. But I look at it on multiple levels. There could be a weekly, a yearly, even a lifetime assignment that God puts in front of you as your purpose. And there could be, you know, it could be layers on top of layers of that. I believe that we all have multiple purposes at any time in our life. But the point is that they're all for the glory of God. We don't always see those purposes come into fruition. Like, I've told that story once before where I'm in the healthcare field, and there was a person who had just come into the facility we're in, and it's not a person I was working with, but I walked by them in the hallway and I just had a smile and said, "Hey, how you doing today?" And that person, you know, they looked at me and in normal conversation, you know, even though that person was really struggling on the inside and I didn't know it, but they just looked at me and said, "I'm doing great. It's, you know, nice to talk to you." That's about all I got from that person. I just said, "Hello, how you doing?" Smiled, and I went on about my day. About a month later, that person's getting ready to go home. They had gone through some pretty rough things. That person's getting ready to come home, go home, and they stopped me in the hallway. Somebody I didn't work with, somebody I wasn't, you know, talking to all the time or anything of that nature. But they stopped me in the hallway and say, "Do you remember that time about a month ago that you just smiled and said, 'How you doing?' You said hello." They said, "That's the one thing that got me through." We don't understand how sometimes our simple actions can be such a life-changing thing for someone else. It can be so menial, something that we look at and say, "All I did was say hi and smile." But that might be what God's purpose was for you that day. That might be the one thing that person needed to hear. That's, it's not always, you know, you don't always have to be Billy Graham. You got to be who God needs you to be in that moment for that person that God puts in your path. You're never off the clock when it comes to God. You are never off the clock. He always is with you and will always use you. You're never off the clock. My mom prays every morning. She wakes up and says, "Dear Lord, please put someone in my path today that I can make a difference in their life for you." And then she says, "And please don't let me miss the opportunity. Please don't let me miss that opportunity." That is so powerful to think about that. How many times in our life can we sit there and say that we've walked down the street and somebody has come up to us and we had just a pull, the Holy Spirit pushing us in that direction to say, "You know what? You need to say something to that person." And we just keep on walking. Or it's uncomfortable. It's a hard thing for us to do. It takes us more time than we're willing to put in. All these little things. I'm just as guilty as anybody else. I've missed opportunities. I've missed my purpose for that time, for that moment, for that person. But God's never off the clock. You're never off the clock. God has a plan for you, and you need to have your eyes open and your ears need to hear and your senses need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit is telling you. You always need to be aware of what the Holy Spirit is telling you. We're going to mess up. We're going to fall short at times. We are. Unfortunately, we are. We're human. And I'm not saying that in the sense that it's an excuse, because it's not. We have no excuse. But we need to get up, dust ourselves off, get back on the horse, and not miss the next opportunity. So what is your purpose? Did God put someone in your path today? Maybe he'll put someone in your path tomorrow. Pray that you don't miss that opportunity. Maybe he's got a bigger plan for the next week or month or for the rest of your life. Maybe anything. We always think of these things on such a grand scale, like, "Oh, I'm going to go be a missionary." I mean, that is an amazing calling if that's what God's calling you to do. That's unbelievable and that's awesome. But that's not everybody's calling. That's not everybody's purpose. If you look at it like in a superhero terms, you had the Avengers that were all over the world and doing all these things. You know, you could say they're the ones reaching out and saving people all over the world. But then you had your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, right? Low-key, closer to home, but still doing good. We don't all have to reach the entire world. That might not be what God's plan is for you. You might be the one that is supposed to reach people you work with, might supposed to reach the people in your community, might be supposed to reach people in your state. It could be on a more grand scale. It could be in a more individualized level, but What is one person's salvation worth? If God gives you one chance in your whole life to plant a seed, to share your faith with one person, and that seed that you plant, and God starts knocking on their heart, and he pulls them closer to him. Wow. To have that chance, their salvation, and you were the one that God used to plant that seed. What is that worth? That is worth everything. Everything. If that person now is going to spend the rest of their eternal life in heaven, it's worth everything. So no matter what your purpose is, no matter how you see it, don't undervalue what you can do on a day-to-day basis where you live right now. Don't undervalue what you can do where you work, what you can do in your community, what you can do in your church. Don't undervalue that. Instead, ask God, please put someone in my path today that I can reach for you. And please don't let me miss it. Keep on digging, everybody.